Barabasa Yerushalmi, corresponding to Barabasa Bavli, Daf Kuf Chof Aleph. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Chof Gimel, Amud Aleph, right at the beginning of the page. Rabbi Yochanan Meis, Rabbi Yochanan asked the question, Ve'beisi Eschem el ha'oret jenasasi al yadi v'goyme, and here we're quoting an alternative girsa from the Kafta Beferach, V'nasati oisa lochem mayurasha. Im matona lama Yerusha, v'im Yerusha lama matona, el ma'acha shenasna lehen, Lashum Matana, Chazav and Astalahem, Lashum Yerusha. Yochan asked the question. The Pasuk says in Shemois Perk Vav, Pasuk Ches, I'll bring you to the land about which I raise my hand, and I will give it to you as an inheritance. Now, if it's a gift, why say it's a heritage? And if it's a heritage, why say it's a gift? Rather, after Hashem gave it as a gift, he then took it back and gave it as an inheritance, a heritage. Rabbi Hoshea says wherever a verse uses the word Moirosha, an inheritance, its root is from the word Diha, which means dal. As although its inheritance is not fully an inheritance, such as the inheritance of the land of Eretz Yisrael, that was supposed to fall to those that left Mitzrayim, and ultimately it fell to their children. And the Gemara asks the question, Hesivun v'achsiv Moirosha Keilas Yaakov. Doesn't it say in Dvarim, in Perek Lamagil Pasuk Dala, the Torah was commanded to us by Moshe as an inheritance to the assembly of Yaakov, and the Torah is a full inheritance? And the Gemara answers, Amar leif diha sugin minei mindulai hi mishach kula. Rabbi Yosha answered, the inheritance of the Torah is the dalis, because Torah knowledge is not something that's inherited from one's parents. Rather, one finds the Torah's true meaning through toil and through struggle.